The latest economic news is mixed. The Federal Reserve Board did not lower interest rates when it met yesterday, and that disappointed some investors on Wall Street, where there was also speculation about additional airline bankruptcies. More on the airline industry's troubles in a moment, but first, the bullish mood at President Bush's economic forum yesterday at Baylor University in Waco, Texas. The president assured participants that the outlook for the economy is good. On hand were 250 business leaders, economists, educators, workers, and students, all personally invited by the White House to give the president a piece of their minds. NPR's Don Gagne reports from Waco.
Polls show that the public is increasingly concerned about the way President Bush is handling the economy, but that was not the message conveyed by the participants at the forum yesterday. They made up a diverse group demographically, featuring CEOs and members of labor unions, economists, and small investors. But for the most part, they seemed enthusiastic backers of the president's economic policies. For example, there was big support for his call to make tax cuts passed last year permanent. The president did hear warnings about slumping consumer confidence, about the troubles on Wall Street, and about big business fraud. But ultimately, he offered this summary of where the economy is now.
Even though the times are kind of tough right now, that we're America. I mean, I'm incredibly optimistic about the future of this country because I understand the strength of the country. And the strength of the country is our people. We've got the highest productivity in the world. We've got the best farmers and ranchers in the world. We got the best manufacturers in the world. We got the hardest working people in the world. We got the best tax policy in the world. I mean, we got a lot going for us.
The first 90 minutes of the forum consisted of breakout groups, 8 simultaneous discussions in separate rooms, each covering a different topic. The president couldn't be everywhere at once, so in peripatetic fashion, he popped from one to the next, spending about 10 or 20 minutes at each, sometimes abruptly excusing himself when he got the cue to move on. This was a session on small investors and retirement security. The first voice you hear is Glenn Hubbard, chair of the President's Council of Economic Advisors.
Phil Schieber has been a longtime pension expert. And what do you think is the case about individual small investors being in defined contributions?
Yes, give me a minute. So here's what happens. I'm going to 4 of these. The Vice President's going to 4 of them. I can assure you, however, that we look forward to hearing the recommendations. Hubbard or somebody is going to be a note taker. We will look at everything you say. You know, I also want to tell you how much we thank you for coming.
This event was designed to show that the president is concerned about the state of the economy and that it is a priority for his administration. It's likely to be a key issue for voters in November, and the White House doesn't want Democrats this fall accusing him of neglecting the part of his job most voters care about most. But the forum was faulted by critics who said it fell short. Democratic leaders back in Washington complained that none of them and no members of Congress from either party had been invited to Waco. Also not invited, but nonetheless present, were a gaggle of protesters, some associated with the Chinese religious group known as Falun Gong, others concerned with economic policy and corporate wrongdoing.
Jail to the thief! Jail to the thief!
The demonstrators, led by a pair dressed in convict stripes and wearing rubber Bush and Cheney masks, marched through Waco City streets in 95-degree noon-hour temperatures. They charged that the president and vice president's own corporate histories at Harkin Energy and Halliburton leave them unqualified to preach about business ethics. Tom Smith wore a Green Party t-shirt. The Dallas salesman explained why he was there.
Now to protest corporate sleaze. Bush is in the middle of that, and hey, we got to make a statement. He's here in town. Cheney's here in town. We've got to do that. We got to let them know that we care.
The president didn't see any of the protesters. They were kept off campus, far from the site of the economic forum. Don Gagne, NPR News, Waco, Texas.